Good morning, everybody. We would like to welcome everybody who has tuned in and who is attending this service on this Good Friday morning.
Sanibonani sithanda ukubingelela nonke enisilalele imsakazo nangezinye indlela nalabo abakhona kule nkonzo yangephasika ekuseni.
It's as if we ourselves have come out of a dark age with the strict COVID regulations.
Kube sengathi sizithola njengabantu abasanda ukuphuma ebumnyameni ngenxa yemithetho beqinile esivimbayo yeCOVID.
And even though they say there's a third wave coming, there's the shimmer of hope on the horizon that we will at least be able to worship a little bit more normally in the days to come.
Nakuba kuthiwa kusekhona igagasi lesithathu elinzima elizayo, kodwa nokho likhonyana ithemba lokuthi kulezinsuku ezilandelayo siyokwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukuhlanganyela sikhonze sindawonye.
We have a special program for everybody this Easter weekend.
Sinohlelo ke oluhlelekile oluhle kumuntu wonke kule mpela sonto yePhasika.
And we trust that you all will tune in and will be blessed by the services.
Siyathemba ukuthi sonke sizokwazi ukuthi silalele siyithamele inkonzo futhi siyobusiseka.
Today we will be celebrating the day when the impossible happened.
Namhlanje sigubha usuku lapho kwenzeka into eyayingathi ayinakwenzeka.
When God forsook himself.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ezilahla yena uqobo lwakhe.
It was impossible.
Kwakuyinto eyayingenakwenzeka.
But God did that.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wakwenza.
And friends, we're not here to do a church ritual or to perform some kind of church ritual.
Sihloba sihlanganyele ukuba sibe lana ukuzogcina nje amasiko esonto.
And we're not here to mourn the betrayal and the tragic death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Futhi asihlangene ukuba sizodabuka ngenxa yokufa okulukhuni okwenzeka enkosini yethu Jesu Christ.
But the reason why we are here is that we can receive the life that his word brings to us on this occasion.
Kodwa isizathu sokuba sihlangane ukuba sikwazi ukuthola ukuphila lokho okwakulethwa yilokho ayekwenza ngalolu suku.
Welcome to everybody. I see over here we have some visitors from, I think, Potchefstroom, and we would like to welcome them especially.
Siya namukela nonke nkhona ngiyabona lapha mkwethu khona ivakashi eziqhamuka ePotchefstroom nabo siyabamukela.
But the rest of you who are, excuse me for saying it, old faces here on the mission, you're also welcome.
Kodwa bonke abakhona ubuso bukade sabugcina ukubona lawa sizabantu esibonayo namhlanje siyabamukela kakhulu.
Friends, we pray that the Lord would be with us. We will have two choirs that we will play for you that will be singing.
Ekuseni ke sizoba namakhwaya amabili esizowafaka asitulele.
The first will be the KwaSizaBantu Youth Choir.
Eyokuqala kuzoba ikhwaya labasha balapha ekhaya kwaSizaBantu.
And then the second will be the KwaSizaBantu choir.
Esibili kube ikhwaya elikhulu lala emission.
So I am not going to get up in between. They've told us that they are geared up to just move from the one straight onto the other one.
Kusuthi sizosuma phakathi nendawo sizwile ukuthi kuhlelekile kahle ukuthi.
Remember, we'll announce it again at the end, but the next service this afternoon is going to be 3 o'clock this afternoon.
So, phinde sikhumbuze ukugcineni, kodwa inkonzo elandelayo izoba ngehora lesithathu ntambama namhlanje.
To this morning, the service will be brought by God's servant to us, Baba Jabulani Dube.
Inkonzo yasekuseni namhlanje soyilethelwa incoko yenkosi uBaba uDube.
But let's pray together first.
As tandaze kuqala.
Heavenly Father, we bow before thee this wonderful day.
Babethu sezulwini siyazithoba phambi kwakho ngalolu suku luyisimanga.
A day where we remember the ultimate suffering.
Usuku lapho sikhumbula ukuhlupheka kwakho okukhulu.
when we remember when your son was exposed to the ultimate temptations.
Khumbula Nkosi uthi indodana yakho yayithola ibhekene nezilingo ezinkulu.
Much greater than the temptations of the 40 days in the desert.
Isilingo esikhulu esidlula leso yabhekana naso ngesikhathi isehlani izinsuku ezingamashumi amane.
The day when hell threw in all its forces to destroy you and to make you fail in your mission for which you came to this earth.
Usuku lapho isihogo sasebenza ngamandla aso onke ukuba sichithe sikwenza ube isahluleki la emhlabeni Nkosi.
But we thank you, we praise you, O precious Lamb of God, that you stood, that you succeeded, that you resisted the temptations, and that you have overcame.
Kodwa siyakubonga, siyakudumisa, undle elithembekile likaNkulunkulu ukuba wema wanqoba wabhekana nazo zonke izilingo.
Now, O Holy Spirit, we pray to thee that you would be in our midst.
Manje siyakhuleka sicela uNkulunkulu moya engcwele ukuba ube phakathi kwethu.
Touch your servant who will be bringing your word to us.
Thinta Nkosi inceku yakho ezosiphakela izwi.
And we pray that you will provide for each one of us listening today.
Uphinde Nkosi uphe lona lo phakathi kwethu abalalele namhlanje.
According to his or her need.
Usiphe Nkosi ngokwezidingo zethu.
Glorify yourself in our midst, we pray.
Siyacela Nkosi uba uzikhazimulise phakathi kwethu.
Amen.
Amen.
So the two choirs, first the youth choir and then the Kwasisabantu choir, after which I'm not going to get up. We leave it over to the servant of the Lord.
Amakhwaya azolandelana, elabasha nekhwaya elikhulu lakwasizabantu bese emva kwalokho ngesasukuma sesodlulisela kwinceku yenkosi ezosiphatheliswa.
Daughters, we cry.
Your sons and daughters, we cry.
Your praises, we cry. Ela ngegama lenkosi uJesu Kristu eyasifelayo.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Ngikusho lokho ngoba namhlanje siyaqala ngqa ukuthi sihlangane ngalendlela kulolu suku lokugubha lenkosi yethu Jesus Kristu kuyiPhasika.
And I said pertinently like that, because this is the first time that we've gathered together like this, and where we are now celebrating or remembering the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ingakho ngithi sigubha lolu suku nginibingelela ngegama lenkosi uJesu Kristu eyasifelayo.
So the term in Zulu is the Lord Jesus who died for us. So I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus who died for us.
Engakusho nje sibonga kakhulu kumangameli wethu uCyril Ramaphosa ukuthi asivumele ukuthi singakwazi thina bazalwane ngamabandla ngamabandla ukuze sihlangane.
And I want to especially thank President Cyril Ramaphosa that he has allowed churches to gather together during this Easter.
Kaningi mangimila benge ngisho ngithi siyathandaza ukuze kungathi ungafezeka ukuthi sihlangane la sikhonze la enkonzweni. Abanye bangakhumbula lokho.
Some will remember that it's been a few times that from the pulpit I said I so long for that day that we'd be able to gather together again as believers, as brethren.
UNkulunkulu ke wasiphendula ke sesiyakwazi ukuhlangana ngalendlela.
And the Lord has answered our prayer and now we are able to meet like this.
Amabandla wonke la khona nawo amdumisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi angakwazi nawo ukuhlangana.
And we thank and praise the Lord together with all the other congregations where they're also able to meet together like this and worship the Lord.
Abezwayo siyacela besidlulisele futhi kumongameli ukuthi hayi sincane lesi sibalo.
And if anybody is in contact with the president, please pass on our message to him that although we're thankful, but this number is still too low. Now, if we look at this building, for example, it can has a much greater capacity. And he personally has already been invited to the mission. Those who are in the know say that he's been invited on 3 occasions. And he will see why we are asking for that and why we request that, and we pray that the Lord will touch him as well and stir his heart that he will also consider lifting the restrictions even more. And I know those who have a prayer relationship with the Lord, they will continue praying for him that the Lord will grant him wisdom to govern the country in a godly way. Now, this isn't something that we should take lightly and take for granted that we are able to meet like this. It's something great that the Lord has done for us.
And
so it's like history being made, that the restrictions are now being lifted more and more for us to be able to gather together and worship in freedom. It was as if the restrictions were less with other kinds of gatherings, but when it came to worshiping the Lord, the restrictions were very strict. So if anybody can also pass on our thanks and gratitude to His Honorable the President of the country, please do so. Shall we pray? O Lord, we ask once again, please be with us. Please speak to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Bazalwane lukhulu suku olwenzekayo ngokufa kwenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Brethren, great was the day when our Savior died.
Isiphambano siyigugu.
The cross is precious to God's children. And the cross is precious to you and to me, to for whom the Lord Jesus has died. And that is why the Lord said, whoever wants to follow me and come after me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. And it should never be that you call yourself a child of God and you continue living in your sin. And until you say you eat sin.
Ngoba mawubuka ukubethelwa kwenkosi yethu Jesu, kuyakhalisa kufikise iyembezi ukuthi nayi inkosi yasifelayo yashawa yabethelwa ngalendlela njengale.
Because if you consider the passion and crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ and all he had to go through for our salvation, for our sake, it really touches one's heart and doesn't leave you unchanged.
Sizofunda indima ezintathu, sizothola la ku Isaiah isahluko samashumi amahlanu nantathu.
We read 3 verses from the book of Isaiah 53.
So funde verse lesine.
Isaiah 53 vanaf vers 4.
kuthiwa kepha yazithwala izifo zethu yabutshatha ubuhlungu bethu kodwa thina sathi ijezisiwe ishayiwe nguNkulunkulu ihlushiwe yebo yalinyazwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu yachotshozwa ngobubi bethu ijezisiwe sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula.
From verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
Lelizwi lichaza ngokwalo ukuthi thina masilalela yajeziswa ngenxa yobubi bethu yabutshatha ngisho izifo zethu yayithwala lezi zifo zethu esinazo noma besinazo kodwa ngayo saphulukiswa.
And we find in this that it was for our sins that he was pierced and crushed for our iniquities, and by his wounds we are healed, and he even took upon himself our diseases.
Bese lithi nangemivimbo yayo siphilisiwe thina.
And then it continues, and by his wounds we are healed.
Abanga nje ukuthi ngemivimbo ngokushawa kwethu saphenduka ngemivimbo nje yakhe ishawa ngendlela ye mathi abanye kuyikade vele lishaye khona lixebula isikhumba ubone noma ngabe ubamba ngendlela yashawa nga. Kodwa bekungafanele ukuthi umuntu omntwana kaNkulunkulu angabuye buyele esonweni esephendukile.
Can you imagine that? It's by his wounds that we are healed. And he was wounded severely, being flogged with that cat of nine tails, where it ripped out his flesh, and where they said you could even see his lungs from the back. His back was plowed. How is it possible that after him having gone through all of that, that you can just easily go back to your sin?
Umuntu angathi omunye cha mina ngangekho kulezo ikhathi ibethele inkosi ishawa ibhaxabula ngangekho.
And a person may say, well, I wasn't there. I didn't live at that time when he was flogged and chastised as he was.
Kanti cha uyayikhohlisa.
No, you are deceiving yourself.
Ngezono zethu aseze sasenzayo sasibhaxabula sasijezisa sithi kuhle sinqoma ukushawa kwayo ngenxa yozono zethu.
Through our sin we partook in his chastisement. We were onlookers. We were laughing and mocking at his suffering through our sin.
Ngolaka ngenkani ngeyinkanuko ngokweba zonke lezo zinto sazenza ziphinde ukuthi simbethela isibili.
Through our lust, through the lust of the flesh, our stubbornness, all of that sin, we crucified him afresh.
Ake sizwe leyo ndaba leyo ukuthi itholakalaphi ukubethelwa kwakhe, ukuthi sizwe ukuthi isukaphi njengoba kulezi insuku uzoqhubeka inkonzo kuze kushaye ulesihlanu. Ke sizwe ukuthi ukuqala kwayo kwephasika lisukelaphi leli phasika leli.
So let's look a little bit back at the foundation of Easter. Where did it all begin as during these days we celebrate Easter and the Passover?
So ithatha indaba lapho isuka lapho eGethsemane isahluko samashumi amabili nesithupha. Yakho. Gethsemane chapter 36 Matthew.
Matthew 26 verse 36.
Manje lana kuthiwa khona uJesu wafika nabo endaweni ethiwa iGethsemane wathi kubafundi hlalani lapha ngisaya kubafundi hlalani lapha ngisaya kukhuleka lapha ya wathatha uPetro namadodana amabili kaZebedewu waqala ukuba nomunyu nosizi khona wathi kubo umphefumulo wami ulusizi kakhulu ukuze kube sekufeni hlalani lapha nilinde kanye nami.
Matthew 26 from verse 36. Then Jesus went with him to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
Naloko kuyasithinta nje ukuthi uJesu naye wayehamba nabafundi wakhetha abanye bathile wathi hlalani la ngisaye ukukhuleka.
Now this even touches one's heart that he took with him some of his disciples and he said, "Watch with me over here, I'm going to pray." The Lord Jesus was sorrowful and troubled.
Verse 39,
we read, "And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'"
Abangake njalo lo muntu uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, nawe uqobo lakhe uyakhuleka.
Just think of it. This is the Son of God, but even he prayed.
Isimanga leso ukuthi umuntu ngabe nawe uzenzela yonke into ngokakhe, kodwa indodana kaNkulunkulu naye uqobo lakhe wayekhuleka ethandaza naye ngokwakhe.
And people sometimes just do whatever they like. But here was he as the Son of God, and even he prayed. Just listen to what happened after he had left them, and how he found them when he got back to them. Verse 40, "And he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, 'So could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Lindani nikhuleke ukuba ningangeni ekulingweni. Umoya uyavuma kepha inyama ibuthakathaka.'"
Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is a reminder to us believers that at all times we should watch and we should pray lest we fall into temptation. He tells his disciples, "Watch and pray so that you do not enter into temptation." Brethren, it is of utmost importance that we should pray that we do not fall into temptation. When you wake up in the morning, till you go to sleep, you ought to pray. The Lord Jesus instructed his disciples and said, "Watch and pray." Now he knew that if he would just leave them for a little while, that time that he's not with them, they'll fall into temptation.
Asazike wena ukuthi njengamanje le COVID ayungenisanga yini ekulingweni na, le COVID-19 ayungenisanga yini ekulingweni na, wayithola usulele ngokomoya.
Now, we don't know, through this whole COVID-19 epidemic, where has it left you? Hasn't it perhaps led you into temptation? Where are you today?
Now, mind you, some futhela uNkulunkulu, some philela uNkulunkulu na.
Are you still on fire for God? Is the cross still precious to you? Are you still serving the Lord and following Him?
Umawena ungasenjalo inkosi ibeke phambi kwakho njalo usuku nosuku uJesu umbeke phambi kwakho ngokubethelwa kwakhe angiboni namunye ongasadla isono nesinjani nesinjani.
If the Lord Jesus would be before you at all times, before your eyes, I don't think that you'd easily fall into this sin and commit this and that sin.
Tabukisa kabo momzalwane lokho ebuyele esoneni umbone lo muntu ukuthi into yokuphenduka akayazi.
And it's so sad and actually tragic when you find a child of God falling into sin every now and again. And then you see, well, that person doesn't actually know what repentance means.
Lazane wahlangana noJesu uyokwazi ukuhlukana nesono ukuthi kuyini ngoba iBhayibheli lithi hamba ungabusona.
The day you truly meet with the Lord Jesus will be the day that you'll stop with your sinning. Because when he spoke to that woman, he said, now go and sin no more.
iBhayibheli lithi maye kulowo owona esazi.
And the Bible says, woe to the one who commits sin knowingly and willingly.
Awucabange nje wena odla isono uphila ngesono usungu nokusuku. Uma uNkulunkulu engakufica lapho ngashonaphi? Impendulo usunayo.
Tell me, what will happen to you who knowingly continue with your sin when the Lord Jesus returns? What will your end be? I think you ought to know.
Verse 42, wabuyela waya ngokwesibili wakhuleka wathi baba uma lesi sitsha singedluli kimi ngingasiphuzanga masinyane akenziwe intando yakho.
Verse 42, again for the second time he went away and prayed, my father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
Esebuya futhi wafumana belele ngokuba amehlo abo ayenzima.
And verse 43, and again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy.
44, wabuyela wabashiya waya wakhuleka ngokwesithathu esho futhi lo lelozi khona wabafica abafundi wathi kubo nisalele namanje niphumula bhekani hola selidlulile indodana yomuntu isiyakhashelwa ezandleni zezoni. Sukumani sihabe bhekani ongikhaphelayo useseduze.
So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Abanga lo wayemkhaphela wayeseseduze ukuthi amkhaphele kodwa yokuyena ababedla naye isidle ethi ngabe yimi Nkosi esho nabo icophoza kanye nabo kanti uyena ozomkhaphela.
His betrayer was close by, ready to betray him, and his betrayer was the very one who dipped his bread in the same dish as the Lord Jesus and ate with him.
Kunzima kabi ukuthi uhambisane nabazalwane ekholweni kanti nawe bayakukhaphela.
It's very tragic when you think you've got brethren that serve the Lord together with you and along the way they stab you in the back.
Kanti bayakuhleba.
They gossip about you.
Ungangokuthi abanye bahleba ngisho umholi wabo.
And some even gossip and speak evil of their leader. And they gossip about the fellow brethren. Judas Iscariot was present when the Lord Jesus performed his miracles, but in the end, he betrayed him.
Verse 57, Utuage. Ababe bambi, babe mbambi, uJesu bamusa kuKhefasi umpristi omkhulu. Lapho bebuthene khona ababhali namalunga.
Verse 57, then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered.
Kepha uPhetho wamlandela ekude kwaze kwaba segcekeni lomphristi omkhulu. wangena phakathi wahlala phansi nezikhonzi ukuba ambone isigcino.
And Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside he sat with the guards to see the end.
Abaphristi abakhulu nomphakathi wonke bafuna ubufakazi bamanga ngoJesu ukuze bambulale kepha abafumananga ukuba kwafika ufakazi abaningi bamanga kodwa kamuva kwavela ababili bathi lo wathi nginamandla ukudiliza ithempeli likaNkulunkulu ngibuye ngilakhe ngezinsuku ezintathu.
Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.'"
Kwase kusukuba umpristi omkhulu wathi kuye, "Awuphenduli lutho na? Kuyini ubufakazi ngawe laba na?" Kepha uJesu wathula. Wayesethi kuye umpristi omkhulu, "Ngiyakufungisa uNkulunkulu ophilayo ukuba usitshele uma ungumKristu indodana kaNkulunkulu."
And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God to tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
UJesu wayesethi kuye, "Usho khona nokho ngithi kini, kusukela manje niyakubona indodana yomuntu ihlezi ngakwesokunene samandla iza emafini ezulu."
Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Khona umpristi omkhulu waklephula izingubo zakhe wathi, "Usehlambalazile. Sisaswelani ufakazi na? Bheka kalokhu sekusizwile ukuhlambalaza kwakhe nithini na?" Kepha baphendula bathi, "Ufanele ukufa."
Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witness do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death."
Verse 69, Kepha uPetro wayehlezi ngaphandle egcekeni, kweza kuye intombazane yathi, "Nawe ubunoJesu waseGalile?" Kodwa waphika phambi kwabo bonke wathi, "Angikwazi lokhu ekushoyo."
And then verse 69, now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean."
Then
we go to chapter
27. Bambulale, bambopa, bamuka naye, bamnikela kuPilate umbusi.
When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor.
Khona uJuda owamkhaphelayo ebona ukuthi ulahliwe wazisola, wabuyisela izinhlamvu zesiliva ezingamashumi amathathu kubaphristi namalungu wathi, "Ngonile ukuba ngimkhaphele igazi elingenacala." Bona bathi, "Kuyini lokho kini na? Zibonele wena." Waziphonsa izinhlamvu zesiliva ethempelini, wamuka waziphanyeka.
Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the piece of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself.
Laba bantu ababili bezizinto ezehlukene kade behamba noJesu uPetro kanye noJudas Iscariot.
Now we find these both of them, Peter and Judas, were followers and disciples of the Lord Jesus earlier, but we find them acting and behaving in two totally different ways.
Upetho yena wamphika kwaze kwakathathu njengoba inkosi yasho yathi kokhala iqhude bese imphika.
Or rather in different ways. Peter, as Jesus had said what would happen, he said, before the cock crows twice, you will have denied me thrice.
Kwafezeka ngempela wamphika ngempela noma intombazane sifika imbuzi ukuthi ngomunye yini walabo bebehamba noJesu wamphika.
And indeed, that is what happened. With that servant girl came to him and said, you were with Jesus the Galilean. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. He denied him.
Kodwa wahlabeka enhlizweni yakhe wakhumbula uthwa waba nomunyu wakhala.
But afterwards, when Jesus looked at him, he was pierced in his heart. And he went out and he cried bitterly.
Ngalokho kubonakala ukuthi ngokukhala kwakhe waphenduka.
And through his weeping, he repented.
Manje ke uJudas Iscariote yena wazisola esebona sekwenzeka lesi senzo sebemphethe ngaye uJesu.
And on the other hand, we find Judas Iscariot, he also changed his mind. He also regretted what he had done after he had seen what they did to Jesus.
Wazisola kodwa iphutha le alenza yena waziphanyeka, wazihenga.
He regretted what he had done, but the mistake he made was he went and he hanged himself, committed suicide.
Wenzi iphuthele khulu kube wazisola wayesephenduka ngabe naye ubalelwa kulokho ukuthi waphenduka wayisola waphenduka.
If only after he had changed his mind and had regrets, he had repented and he had come and asked for forgiveness, he would have been forgiven. He would have been numbered amongst those who had repented.
Abaningi namhlanje bathi inkinga ungayiqaqa ngokuthi uzibulale lapho kusuzothola khona ukuphumula kanti cha uzuyisa lapho khona khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo.
Many think the only way out, the only solution is to commit suicide, make an end of everything, then you'll have peace. But no, you'll jump from the fire, from the frying pan into the fire where there's crying, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Abanye kuyabadida lokho bathi phela wazisola.
Some are confused about this. They say, but didn't he have remorse over what he had done? He changed his mind. He had remorse and he said, I have sinned.
Kodwa ukuzibulala kwakhe ukuyikhipha umphefumulo ikhona ke omthola esihogweni uJudas Iscariote umoya oya esihogweni.
But by him going and hanging himself, committing suicide, that was what will cause him and what caused him to, in the end up in hell. And if you go to hell, that's where you'll find him.
Manje wamdayisa ngani yena, wamdayisa nje ngesiliva ngemali.
Judas betrayed and sold off the Lord Jesus just for a few pieces of silver.
Namhlanje thina ziningi izindlela esingamdayisa ngayo uJesu.
Now today there are many ways in which we can sell Jesus.
Singamdayisa ngokuthi sibe nolaka, singamdayisa kube sibe nenkani, sibe namagqubu, izona ndlela lezo esingamdayisa ngazo uJesu.
We can sell the Lord Jesus by our bouts of anger, becoming angry, by being stubborn, by having grudges, all of those things, by those things we sell him.
Athi umuntu cha ikho mini silive engathatha esengeke ngalithatha nganika abapristi abafundisi abakhulu ngathi ngiyamdayisa uJesu. Cha ngempilo oyiphilayo ungamdayisa uJesu.
Some say, you know, I'll never do that. I'll never sell Jesus for money. Never. But by the life you live, you can sell him.
Ngempilo oyiphila phambi kwezingane zakho ungamdayisa uJesu. Nempilo oyiphila phambi komkakho ungamdayisa uJesu.
Through the life you live in front of your family, your wife, your children, you can sell Jesus.
Noma ungahamba isikhathi eside nabaholi bakho noma nomholi wakho ungamdayisa uJesu.
Even having gone with your leader for a long time and supporting him for a long time, you can sell Jesus.
Namhlanje uphi namhlanje?
So where are you today?
Mhlambe wena awuzihenganga, awuyiphanyekanga emthini.
Maybe you haven't hung yourself up in a tree.
Ube umuntu omdayisa abaholi bakho noma abazalwane nabo ngokuhleba.
Maybe you've betrayed and you've sold out your leader and your fellow brethren by your gossiping.
Namhlanje uyithola usoduguza emnyameni osayihambi lendlela yokholo.
And today you're stumbling about like a blind person in darkness and you've lost the faith.
Usohluleka nakulinda sokhuluma noma kanjani ngenxa yokuthi awusalindi kanye noJesu ethelinda.
And now you find yourself just speaking rashly, just spouting off and not caring what you say because you were not able to watch with the Lord Jesus.
Namhlanje usulala ngisho unathandazile ukhumbula ekuseni ukuthi awuthandazanga.
Today you even go to sleep without having prayed. You maybe wake up in the morning, remember, oh, I didn't pray last night.
Utusahambisana noJesu njalo.
Are you still walking with Jesus if it's like that? Today we can all claim that we are disciples of Jesus. But if we are his disciples, we ought to live like his disciples here on earth.
Ocabanga nje ukuthi uma ufika enkonzweni wena uma wezela ukuthi wena use ulaphi nendawo.
Now just imagine if you come to a service and you just easily nod off to sleep and you fall, become drowsy, where are you spiritually?
Uthungalala esihogweni umlilo uvutha.
Do you think you'll be able to sleep and nod off to sleep like that in hell one day? You won't sleep like that. And in heaven, while Jesus is being praised by all the angels and everybody in heaven, will you fall asleep?
Umusalale enkonzweni usachaza khona lokho nje ukuthi impilo yakho injani.
Well, the very fact that you just drop off to sleep in the service tells exactly where you are spiritually.
UNkulunkulu wasenzela okukhulu ukuthi athume indodana yakhe.
God did something great for us by sending his own son.
Kodwa yenza kabuhlungu ukuthi izofela mina nawe ezonweni.
But he had to walk a very difficult way through his passion and through his suffering for you and me.
Ukuthi nami sikwazi ukusindiswa sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
That you and I may be saved and be called children of God.
Ngoba leli gazi likaJesu liyakwazi ukuthi lisihlanze lisikhulule ezonweni.
For the blood of Jesus can cleanse us and deliver us from our sin.
Kodwa le uJesu weza kabuhlungu.
But it was very difficult and painful for Jesus, the way he had to walk and the way they had to go to the cross.
Kumbula sasihamba nabanye soshumela kwendawo kwanele kwakhombiswa nje isithombe sokubethelwa kwenkosi Jesu kwakhala bonke ebandleni beyiqala kuyibona lento ubuhlungu nje.
I remember once going with a team where we went out on an outreach to preach. And we also showed the film of the Passion of Christ. And when they saw his suffering, the whole congregation, they all cried. That was so painful for them. It was the very first time they saw something like that.
And
you know, when you even look at that, where it's portrayed, where they chastised him, and where they nailed those big nails into his feet, it's like you can't watch it, you want to close your eyes.
Ingakho ke ngithi ke ivumeleni ngisho ngithi lalulukhulu usuke ngasindiswa ngalo.
That's why I say, and allow me to say, that was a great day when Jesus died on the cross.
Nawe ke lalulukhulu usuku owasindiswa ngalo umemukela uJesu ngene enhlizweni yakho.
And great was the day when you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior into your life.
Yeboke uthi uJesu thwala isiphambano sakho ungilandele.
And yes, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me.
Asikwesindi manje.
Is it heavy to you now or is it?
Mhlambe sesiyakwesinda. Mhlambe usiyasinda usuthi usiyanyaya, usiyayala, uyakhala ukuthi hey ungaka ngayala ngathatha ukholwa ngabe kunje.
Maybe you say, oh my, this cross is too heavy for me now. I can't bear it any longer. I actually regret the day I became a believer. And a person says, you know what? This guy, I would have just beat him up if it wasn't for the fact that I was a Christian. You know, if I could just give him a big slap through his face, I think I would just feel a little bit easier after that. Says, oh my, it's so troublesome that I've got to be a Christian
now.
In fact, by that, you are denying Jesus. Is the cross still precious to you?
Because
that old rugged cross, it should be so precious to you. It should be such a wondrous cross to you.
Kuba mnandi kabo umuntu mayefika ethi awu ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu osengisindisile kulokhu nakulokhu ubone ukuthi uJesu uyasebenza empilweni zabo noma kuyena.
You know how wonderful it is when a person can come and testify and say the Lord Jesus has saved me from this and this in my life and he's delivered me from this in my life.
Phelu Isaya ukubeka ngokusobala uthi noma izono zibomvu khephu.
And Isaiah puts it like that in chapter 1. He said, even though your sins be as red as scarlet, they'll become as white as wool. Some people think if you confess your sin, you should just do it in your inner room, there at your bedside, in secret, nobody should know about it. But no, that's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says, confess your sin one to another and pray for each other that you may be healed and forgiven. God had pity on us. That's why he sent his only begotten son to die for us. He knew that the blood of goats and heifers, that cannot cleanse our sin. Only the blood of his son can do that.
Intando yendoda ingenze lutho kodwa igazi lika lendoda nelentona lokuthandana lenzi lutho kodwa lika Jesu lenzo lisimanga igazi.
The blood of animals and even human blood, all of that is to no avail. It's only the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa sisi uJesu qobo lakhe uNkulunkulu qobo lakhe yena osizalayo.
It is God himself who gives birth to us. It's quite amazing that as we are children of God, we have been given birth to by God himself. And then when I read that, I was amazed. I said, is that true that we are born of God, that God gives birth? And Jesus said, Father, I thank you for those whom you've given to me.
Oh, kanti uNkulunkulu futhi osithintayo ukuthi siphenduke bese sihlanzwa ngaleli gazi lika Jesu.
So it is God who initiates that, who touches us initially, that we repent, and then through his blood we are cleansed. And then he continues to intercede for us before God. It's written that he intercedes for us before his heavenly Father. But if we do not live for God, we are trampling underfoot this blood. I
wonder,
when I was still young, I spoke to the leader of the mission. I said to him, you know, I've never crucified Jesus. That was even before the mission was established at KwaSizabantu.
Sisetendeni kwaMaphumulo.
We were in a tent there at Maphumulo.
Ngathi mina angaze mina ngimncane namangaze mina wakhuluma ngendaba ukuthi eGolgotha yabethela imvana siligugu isiphambano. Senzani isiphambano? Igazi kaJesu lenzani? Mina lenzilutho mina igazi likaJesu.
And I said to him, you know, you're talking here about the cross and that the Son of Man was crucified on Golgotha and that the blood of Jesus is so precious. I said, you know, why is it precious? I don't understand. His blood doesn't mean anything to me.
What we are born, uma wona jablan, utachi spigi spigili, uyambethela futhi sibili.
And I said, I never crucified him. And he said, Jabalani, when you sin, you are taking a hammer and a nail and you're crucifying the Lord Jesus again.
Manje ke singathi ke uma ngabulalele nawe ingane lapho khona uthi hawo uPilato benza into eyisinqaba abapriesti benza ababhali benza into eyisimanga lento efundwa la eBhayibhelini benza into eyisimanga cha siyakhunjuzwa ukuthi nathi uma sikholwa lele gazi lika Jesu sekahlanza.
And you know when you may be here about what Pilate and them did to Jesus and gave him over to be crucified, you say, my, what a terrible thing. No, it's not about that. It's about what you've done to Jesus and also that his blood has been shed for you.
Manje igazi lika Jesu kwena selikwenzeni kule minyaka onayo osuku le minyaka igazi lika Jesu kuphi selikwenzile.
Now ask yourself, what has the blood of Jesus already done for you in your life at the age where you are?
Uyakhula ngokomoya noma ukhulu ngokomoya?
Are you growing spiritually or not?
Ngoba phela ingane engakhuli umzali uyahlupheka ebona ukuthi ngizela isidalwa lengane ayikhuli.
You know, if a child doesn't grow, then you say there's something wrong. That child, if it's stunted in its growth, it's abnormal. There's something wrong.
Manje njengoba usuneminyaka emingaka, kodwa usagcilazeke uSathane, usaphila lempilo, ngabe ubheke phi na?
Now, if you, at the age that you're at, and you are still enslaved by the devil and various kinds of desires and passions and sin, where are you headed to?
Now, mhlawumbe usho kanjalo uthi hawe uyalinyazwa, kwaba kuhle ukuthi linyazwe, kwaba kuhle ukuthi ixotshozwe.
And maybe you also say, it is good that he was bruised for our iniquities and crushed.
Ngani ngempilo yakho uma uphila leyo mpilo uthi kwaba kuhle impela ukuthi ibethelwe esibambanweni.
And actually, through your life, the kind of life that you say, well, that's good. I'm glad he was punished. He was crucified. He was crushed like that.
Ngendlela osuqedisa ngayo okholweni, mhlawumbe usuvukelwa yinkanuko, usuhlushwa yithombe, lokhu ubuka ithombe njalo, ubuka ama-cellphone anqunu, mhlawumbe namanje uyayibethela isibili.
And that is by you growing slack spiritually and backsliding and looking at pornographic images on your cell phone, pictures of naked women, and you look at all of that, by that you are crucifying the Lord Jesus afresh. You know what it does to you in your body and in your life when you look at these pornographic images. You know, when I speak about that, it actually makes me very sad. It makes me grieve in my heart. I want to cry. Cry and weep in front of you. Jesus having died as he did on the cross, you calling yourself a Christian, how can you continue with your sin?
And
you call yourself a child of God, you are deceiving yourself and you're deceiving God. Hell is there for you, and it's heated multiple times over for you because you call yourself a child of God, but you live like that. Now, the what we are talking about is not some kind of a fantasy. It's not some kind of an imaginary world, something that just happened, imaginary. But the way that you are living, you are just making it and changing it into a fantasy.
Kala, njenge mpumpu uteyati, Jesu, dotanagata viten haugele, au kale, ui kalele na we bubin bak.
Cry out to the Son of Man, like that blind man did. And he said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Indota na yola tlevo ya eti si le, ngulube niyati ngobuyele kaya, ngichi baba ngonile.
The prodigal son, there in the pigsty, he said, I'll get up, I'll go back to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. You know, even if you have no mistake,
the
person that says, well, I've got a mistake,
or,
I'm sorry. And maybe they say, well, you know, I don't have a mistake. Maybe it's the other one that was wrong.
Kota yena esethe unephutha emva kwalokho futhi uyabona ukuthi akayi awunali iphutha.
But you know the one that says I was wrong, after some time he changes his mind. So no, actually I wasn't wrong.
Ngoba uphila impilo ufuna ukuthi bemsula phambi kaNkulunkulu.
Because you live like you just want to be clean before God.
Awu ngiyabadabukela abasaphila impilo yokudlala bedlala ngokholwa.
They want to make out as if they're innocent before God. I feel sorry for those who are playing around with the faith. And I pray for them too, that one day they may repent. Peter had denied the Lord Jesus, but after that, he went out and he wept bitterly because of what he had done, having denied his Lord. And today, where is he? He is honored. He's amongst those who are saved, and he became an honorable person and servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you read the letters that Peter wrote that are in the Bible, you are blessed. But you don't hear any good fruit of Judas Iscariot after he had committed suicide. Judas Iscariot is burning in the flames of hell through his betrayal of the Lord Jesus. So brethren, let us then be watchful as not like these disciples who became drowsy and fell asleep. May COVID-19 not cause us to become drowsy and fall asleep spiritually, but let us get up from our rotten eggs. Because you sense with some people the way that they are, that they have died spiritually. When you listen to the radio, you hear, no, here, it's not really going as it should. Because that person is now making a compromise. And the song that we sing says, you will never experience the sweetness of the gospel while you still compromise with the world. And that is true. You will never experience the sweetness of the gospel. You'll never taste it while you still drink and you do all those kinds of things and you just make a compromise with the world. These days we celebrate the passion of our Lord. It was painful to the disciples of our Lord Jesus when they saw our Lord crucified. And
they
were
akuselula ngibe ngihlehle seke kude emuva seduze phambili.
Now look at Jesus in your mind's eye, through your spiritual eye. Look at him on the cross, crucified, dying and bleeding and dying for you. And that it will not be easy for you to go back to your sin. That you say, I turn my back on that sin. It's closer to go forward than to go back to that.
So said to us the pambil.
Where we are headed for is close by. It's far there where we come from.
You
know, that is how it is. We can't go back. We can't turn back. We've got to face the battle and fight the battle. So, brethren, let us go forward and not go back. Don't be like those Israelites who long back to Egypt. No, let's look ahead. Let's go forward. Let's serve the Lord more than ever. And you who were on fire for God, be more on fire for him than ever. Now, why is it? Why are you doing the opposite to what I'm saying? Instead of people being on fire for God, they get fiery in their anger. They get the fire of lust burns in them. Why is it like that in you, brother, sister? And if it's like that, ask yourself, do you still have the true faith and hold onto true faith? Let us serve our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what it may cost us, knowing that he died, he suffered and died on the cross for us.
He
was crucified for our evil, and that's why we came to him, and that's why we surrendered our lives to him.
Can
you, knowing that he died, he was crucified for your sin, for your evil, can you just glibly and easily go back to that? No, never. If you are one with Jesus, you are like somebody that holds on to and clings on to something like this. The Bible says, hold on to what you have. If you find a bird, little bird, and you hold it in your hand, and you just hold it nicely, you can feel that its heart is still beating. It's still alive. But if you crush it, and then you feel it going limp, and you realize it's now dead. So let's hold on to our faith in a way that we realize it's still alive. We are living in evil days.
Now
they say that we are expecting a third wave of COVID-19. We don't know what's going to happen with that third wave, where it'll come and sweep you and me away and leave us no longer alive. We don't
know.
So hold on to the faith and make sure that your faith is alive and don't let go of the Lord Jesus. If you've received a faith and salvation, the Lord Jesus into your life, don't let go of it.
sazokhuluma uDokotela. Mina kwami nje kuvuka iculo enhlizweni.
Before we'll close, there's a song that came to my heart.
Masingaphakama ngesicule.
Let us stand up and sing it.
Linamandla, linamandla igazi lika Jesu.
And it says, it has power. It's got power, the blood of Christ.
Egolgotha, egolgotha, yabethelwa imvano.
At Calvary, Golgotha, the Lamb was slain.
Golgotha, yabethelwa Golgotha.
This was like a session in an ICU for a COVID patient.
Lokhu bekunjengesiguli esiphethwe COVID siku ICU.
It's as if one's been able to breathe afresh and come back to life.
Kube sengathi umuntu uphefumula kabusha kanye futhi kube ngathi ukuphila.
And I don't want to add on to what's been said and quench the fire of the message we've heard.
Angithanda ukunezelela kulokho esesikuzwile ucima umlilo ombiko lo nesesizwile.
But to summarize it,
kodwa mangabe ngisonga nje,
friends, without conviction of sin there is no forgiveness of sin.
Bahlobo bami, ngaphandle kokuba sihlabeke ngezono zethu akukho ukuthethelelwa kwezono.
It's not enough to just stand up and say we were all born sinners and we all need forgiveness and the Lord Jesus must save us.
Akusizi ukusukuma sithi hawo sonke sasizoni, sonke sasingaboni, igazi lika Jesu kumele kuba lisindise.
Did you sense this from the message? Could you sense the vibe, the electricity in the air?
Kodwa khona inokuzwile kulombiko kube ngathi khona ugesi emoyeni.
It spoke about the climax was the conviction of sin, and not just sin in general, conviction about specific sins in your life and my life that can send us to hell and from which we need forgiveness and salvation.
Kodwa lokhu kwakukuthinta kokusindiswa kwangempela lapho umuntu ehlabekile ngesono sakhe wahlabeka ngobubi bakhe ebona ukuthi uyadinga ukusizakala nokuhlanzwa ngegazi lika Jesu empilweni yakhe.
May nobody walk out of here having been convicted where it needs to, so that you can receive forgiveness.
Kwangathi ngabe bekho la endlini ongaphuma nje kube ngathi akwenzaka ngalotho kube bekhona ukuhlabeka ngesono sakho umuntu.
So Lord willing, the next service is at 3 o'clock.
May vumi inkosi inkonzo elandelayo izoba ngehora lesithathu.
So we'll close in prayer now.
Sizovala manje siphethe ngomthandazo.
Oh Lord, how thankful we are for the breath of life that we've inhaled.
Nkosi siyabonga ngalokhu kuphefumula kokuphila esesikuphefumulile.
The message of your crucifixion, your death on the cross, you paying for our sins and our guilt, so that we can receive forgiveness. Continue with us through the rest of this weekend and speak to us, we pray.
And
keep all of us until we meet again at 3 o'clock.
Siza Nkosi thina sonke uselekelele futhi size sibe sethubeni lapho siyohlangana futhi khona ngehora lesithathu.
And we ask this in the name above all names.
Siyacela lokho egameni elingaphezu kwawo wonke amagama.
The name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Igama lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.